Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day where our lives are just dedicated to the days written for us in heaven, your plan and purpose for us. So thank you, Lord, that we can be encouraged this morning, Lord, as we look at the life of John in a small way, so as to be encouraged to be dedicated like him and walk in the footsteps that is laid out for us like he did, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 11 from verse 7 to 9. While John's disciples were leaving, Jesus spoke about him to the crowds. When you went out to John in the desert, what did you expect to see? A blade of grass bending in the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed up in fancy clothes? People who dress like that live in palaces. Tell me, what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, indeed, but you saw much more than a prophet.
Hallelujah. So Jesus just endorses John's life here. You know, he sees the Bible speaks about the law and the prophets were spoke in brief ways in the past. So he's a prophet, and he's the last prophet introducing Jesus, came to introduce Jesus. And so what do they speak? What do we see in these John and just all the prophets? First of all, you see a turning away from the world, a turning away from the glamour, like Jesus said here. He's not dressed up there to please, and he's not eating the best food, but he's in tune with his God. So to turn away from this world, look to God, and where's he finding his God? Where did Jesus have a mighty impact that empowered his ministry? Was when he went out in the wilderness. Where did Paul, when he was knocked off his horse, empowered for ministry, the desert? And here's John also in the desert, in the beauty of God's surroundings, where you don't see man's things, but you see God. His power and his beauty is clearly seen in what is made. And so we just need to be encouraged, guys. You know, this whole thing of looking to the world, looking to the clothes, looking to the riches, that's all going to rob us. He who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my name's sake will find it. Because you've got God, just like John had a unique place in God's heart to fulfill a unique, beautiful purpose. So we each got a unique and beautiful purpose of restoration in Jesus, in God, in the family, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So just keep your eyes on Jesus, guys. There is so much deception and all this riches and this ideas of where life is found. There is so much deception. You know, I use my phone a lot, and it's rightfully so. There's nothing not made by God. But in using my phone, I'll end up sometimes picking up exactly what's going on in the world, and what I see is everyone wants to be a millionaire. Everyone wants to have this, all this beautiful clothes and this things of this world. But again, the words of Jesus: he who finds his life will lose it. You're looking at the wrong place. You've got to look to God, and just as John, you look to God. You don't be a reed tossed by this love for the world and the love for things and the pride of life. You're looking to God, because in God, in Jesus, you in the leadings of the Spirit, in the love for the Word, you got everything pertaining to life and godliness. So that's got to be our focus, guys. Where's all this problems coming from? These rich kids are the kings of this world, the kings of this fallen world. They are the big problem that is causing the deception, the killing, the lying, stealing, killing, and destroying that is coming from the devil. So you, to look to Jesus, you look to purity. You look to be dedicated. You look to fulfill your purpose. Those he predestined, you've got a predestined splendor, glory. And you want that. And therefore, he has called you. And therefore, his callings is like this morning, you've been led, you've been inspired. And then he calls you to be justified, to be who you're supposed to be, and get strong in that as you're staying in the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And those he justified, he glorified. So guys, don't be deceived. Like John, turn to the Lord. Don't be a reed. Be built to build your life on the rock and stay. And you're becoming everything God made you to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.